Hey, everybody. My name is Adam Hammond. I'm married to Lauren, and we have a beautiful 8-year-old little girl named Kenny. We live in Oconee County, Georgia. I'm a 7th-generation Oconee Countyan. I grew up right here on my great-grandfather's farm, and we love our community.
It's actually 3 years ago, so Kenny, who's in studio with us, is more, a little bit older than 8 years, 11 now.
That's right. She's 11. She giggled when you said that. She's like, I'm 11.
We got all the Hammonds in here with us this morning. Mom and Dad and Adam Hammond, candidate, newly minted candidate for a seat on the Oconee County Board of Education, candidate qualifying last week. Adam Hammond, thanks for rolling in this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I have my groupies with me this morning, my wife and my daughter. And, you know, Kenny asked me if she could come, and I said absolutely, because she's a big part of the reason that I'm doing this. You know, I'm a product and graduate of Oconee County Schools, and we're talking a little bit about my career path, first in broadcasting and now in nonprofit management. I was really able to pursue those opportunities because of my experience as an Oconee County student.
And I want what year did you graduate?
2004. Okay. So I want Kenny and other students to have those same opportunities that I had, and that's why I felt called to enter this race. And, you know, I did it at the 11th hour there at the end of qualifying. But
is that when the decision was made, or?
Yeah, you know, it had really been rolling around in my head. I can honestly say, Tim, I never thought in my life I was going to run for school board. But when you consider, you know, purpose of life and service, and that's what my life is really centered around, is about community, is about service. And as I thought about this and the way to utilize my skill set and my unique perspective, it really started to make sense to me that this was the best way to do that. And as I heard from people, you know, I heard from several teachers, several administrators, other community members and parents, and, you know, just asking me to think about it. And as they posed that question to me, it really did make the ball start rolling in my head a little more. And it's something that I decided I didn't necessarily just want to do. I had to do it because I have a unique perspective that's needed on the board.
The primary, we should say, is May 21st, and it is a contested primary. Early voting starting on something like the 29th of April, the early voting here. Your first foray into elective politics, what do you think this is going to be like? What, in your mind, as you organize for yourself a campaign, what's this going to be like?
Yeah, as you mentioned, this is my first campaign. I was a student body president when I went to Oconee County High School, but I'm not so sure that counts. Yeah. That may not count at this point. But no, I'm excited for it. Once I announced, I've just gotten such great positive feedback and the opportunity to plug in and engage with the community and hear what families are talking about, hear what parents are talking about, hear what students are talking about and the teachers. That's really what's important to me throughout this campaign, and that's going to be the focus and the center of this campaign. So it's exciting. I'm having fun with it so far, and we're enjoying connecting with people on Facebook and in person as well.
Let's jump into the deep end of the pool right at the outset here. Adam Hammond, a candidate for the Oconee County School Board. Within the last couple of days, we've known that the Oconee County School Board was meeting and talking with members of the legislative delegation. We didn't know about what. Well, now we do. They're going to ask the legislature to do a couple of things by way of passing local legislation. And this has to do with board operations. One would change the way the board chair is chosen. Voters choose the board chair. Michael Ransom is running for it, as Kim Argo is going to be leaving the board. Would allow the board to select the chair. The way it's done, I suppose, in other places. The other, somewhat more minor but also impactful, would have the board require that in the case of a vacancy, somebody leaves or dies or whatever, you appoint a member, and that person, as a condition of appointment, hey, Tim, we want you to serve on the Oconee County School Board. Yeah, okay, but you have to run in the next election. Those are changes that would be approved if this local legislation is adopted. Where are you on that? You had time to even think about those yet?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for me, it's kind of a philosophical thing because I think the closer voters are to a decision, the better it is. So when you consider someone being appointed to a position, you know, last night Tim Burgess used himself as an example. He said he was appointed to the school board and he didn't have to stand election for 3 years. But under this new policy, he would have been appointed and had to face election within 18 months. And I think that's better because it gives voters more of a say in what happens and who those replacements are.
Now, the other matter is exactly the opposite in that respect.
Right. And when you dissect those two different things, I can recognize the dichotomy in that. But if we were to make that move to the chairperson being selected by the board, it would be in line with most of the state and how the state operates. It would also give the board an opportunity to, you know, put someone who has the skill set that matches that position. That, because, you know, at the end of the day, the chair of the board doesn't have an extra vote. They don't have any other responsibilities.
They run
other
the meeting, basically.
Yeah, they basically just run the meeting.
I suppose they set the agenda.
Yeah, they work with the superintendent to set the agenda in those instances. But it would be more consistent and in line with the way they also select their vice chair and select their legislative liaison as well. So there are pros and cons to that piece of it. But at the end of the day, I think it's probably a better move as well.
You would be in support of both of those proposals. Now, and you probably understand the process better than me. The legislature's about to pack up and go home another week or so. Anything they would do in this regard would not affect this year's elections. Yeah. Michael Ransom is running for that seat, and there will be voters will decide. And that would not, my understanding, that would not impact anything that happens this year, but would impact elections down the road. We'll go to break here in a moment, but quickly as we do it, you mentioned that your wife is in studio with us also. You're now, what, 11-year-old daughter in studio this morning. There had to be, I'm sure, you just arbitrarily decide this. You brought both of those folks in on this, and the fact that they're with you this morning and not hiding at home tells me they must be on board. But you tell me what that was like going through this decision-making process with your family. You're putting yourself out there now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, for us, community service is a family affair, and that's something that has always been a priority for both my wife and I. I worked in broadcasting for 15 years. That was my career goal, but our bigger goal was to return home and invest in the community and be engaged and involved in a myriad of different ways. And we've done that through service opportunities on the Oconee High School's Alumni Association, the OARC Board, Oconee Rotary Club, the Farmland Preservation Committee. There's all these different areas that we've plugged into, but, you know, we talk about community service, we talk about investing and giving back, but if we want to truly do that, then I believe it's important that I model that for both Kenny, my daughter, to see, you know, sometimes you have to put action behind those thoughts and words, and of course, Lauren is a part of this as well in everything I do. So I'm excited for both of them to be here, and yeah, there was a lot of discussion leading up to it, and once I got the green light and the encouragement from the queen, as I call her, we were able to move forward. So it's an exciting start so far.
Just have a deep, you know, calling to serve, and I've done it previously as a coach in the Oconee Football Rec League, and I'm so proud of our school system. It's such an important part of our life.
Russell Times, running for that same Post 4 seat on the Oconee County School Board. Spoke with him a few days ago. Post 4 candidate Adam Hammond in studio with us this morning. You have Oconee County. Everybody knows everybody. You know these folks, I assume. The folks going to be on the ballot with you. Are you going to be slinging mud or no, but they don't sling it at you? What's the process here?
Well, I won't be slinging any mud. I can tell you that. I mean, I think it's a lot to put your name up for election. A lot of thought goes into that. And I have respect for both of my opponents in that regard because, you know, that is a family decision. It's not a decision to be taken lightly. They're both engaged in different ways. They're both obviously caring about their students and children's education. So they have my respect in that instance. Now, the reason that I'm running has nothing to do with them. They both seem to be great people. The reason I'm running is more about me and the perspective that I can bring to the board. You know, my work experience, I work in nonprofit youth development in all 159 counties. You know, if I'm elected, I would be the only school board candidate that's actually a product of Oconee County Schools. And I think that perspective is important. And that's really ultimately what helped me make the decision to jump into the race.
Let's talk about the decision to come back. That broadcasting career we were talking about, TV, started in Macon and from where?
Yeah, I worked mostly for CBS affiliates. So I was in Macon and then I went to Memphis and Denver and Nashville. And, you know, growing up here in Oconee, it was just always my dream to work in broadcasting. And again, my education equipped me with the skills to do that. But as you know, when you're away from home, you start to realize and appreciate all the things that make your home special. And for us, we always knew we wanted to come back home and make sure we preserve that community, that Oconee magic that helped us pursue and follow our dreams.
And I know this myself. That's a hard track to jump off.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, I mean, you're in Denver, you're in Nashville, you're in big markets, and you can see the finish line that lands in some really big places. And the next thing you know, you're back home in Watkinsville. I don't mean that in a bad way at all. You chose it.
Yeah.
But again, why?
Well, I take that as a compliment. Yeah. I don't think you mean that in any other kind of way because, you know, I had some goals that I set out to do. I wanted to work in Nashville. I wanted to be a morning anchor and I wanted to win an Emmy. And when I did all three of those things, I was like, you know what? I've been able to do this and now it's time to give back. And I can look back now, you know, we made this move at the beginning of COVID and it was a big life switch, life lifestyle switch. And now I look back and I'm like, wow, that was a lot. I can't believe I did that. But, you know, I always lean on my faith and I try not to stress out about things. And, you know, I try to find joy in decisions and everything you do and purpose. And in doing that, I just followed my heart and I followed what appeared to be the right path. And so far it's worked out for me.
Again, Adam Hammond, post four candidate, post four on the Oconee County School Board. Everybody who's run through here, and I've talked with, I don't know, half dozen or more of the candidates by now as they were announcing and now qualifying. But third high school, yes or no? I mean, expand the ones we have, build a third one. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you're hitting on one of the hottest issues. That's a big topic, obviously, which is why you've asked everybody, and I think that's great that you're getting everyone's
perspective.
By the way,
your daughter, I mean, her future in high school may be contingent on the answer here.
Yeah, that is true, and that's a good thought, and that shows the investment of me on the school board is that long-term commitment. But a few months ago, I was a facilitator at the strategic planning session for Oconee Schools, and at my table, there was a myriad of stakeholders from teachers to, you know, parents. They were all taxpayers, obviously. That's a big thing. So when this topic came up, there were a ton of different perspectives. There were a ton of different ideas. So, you know, I don't know that we have all the information at this point to make a decision about a third high school, but I do think we need to be having that conversation as we're having.
So what are the factors that you're weighing? I need this information. I had this information. What are you looking at?
Well, I went to Oconee County High School the year before North Oconee opened, and I grew up in North Oconee, so I would have gone to that school. Okay. So, you know, I was in a mobile classroom when 9/11 happened. Mm-hmm. I know what it's like to be in an overcrowded classroom. I know what it's like to have limited opportunities to do things because there's so many students, and I don't want that for any of our schools. I don't want that for any of our students. But as we think about this decision, I really think the community needs to have some buy-in and some feedback on the financial implications of that. At the end of the day, this could, you know, every decision that is made, we need to take the classroom into consideration, and then we need to take the taxpayer into the consideration. And that's going to be a part of this conversation, I believe. And, you know, I believe in a classical education, but I think we need to balance that with innovation. And my wife and I did Leadership Georgia this year. We got the opportunity to travel around the state, tour all different kinds of schools. And there are some really innovative, great schools out there. Some of them focus on CTAE, you know, ag and technical career education. And that's very important priority for me. Maybe there's a way we incorporate that into a third high school.
Well, we see the schools in Clark County, for example, partnering with Athens Tech in some of their programs, that this notion that everybody's got to go to college. And we're starting to see that that's not the case. People are voting with their tuition money. They're not everybody not trying to get into a college now, the tech schools and other ways. And Oconee County, is there any involvement in that right now, or does there need to be?
Well, you know, this campaign is all about four big topics, and that's communication and transparency, which I have a background in, and, you know, I want to bring more to the table with that. It's about a well-rounded education, and that comes from those CTAE opportunities. If you want to go to Harvard and you graduate from Oconee County High School, you should be able to do that. If you want to go to Athens Tech, same thing. That's great. If you want to go straight into the workforce, that's awesome as well. We want young people who are workforce ready when they leave Oconee County High School. Also want safety and wellness. That's really the most important thing, because if we can't keep our kids safe, we can't educate them. And I think that's, you know, you talk about a third high school being a big topic. It is. But I think wellness of our students is also a big topic. There's a lot of pressure on them.
We have a sheriff who doesn't want necessarily the school resource officers walking around with guns. There are people who have different opinions on that. Where might you be on that?
Well, you know, I was a part of a safety demonstration from the sheriff's office a couple of months ago in Malcolm Ridge Elementary School, and I got to see firsthand a response, exactly what would happen if there was an emergency at the school. And after seeing that, I'm not going to get too much into that because I know there's some things they probably don't want out about that, but after seeing that, I have full faith in our sheriff's office. They have an amazing plan in place. They're using technology. They have the best response time with this, and it's more effective than a school resource officer would be. I have a ton of respect for James Hale. I think Sheriff Hale's doing an awesome job, and I think it's the job of the school board to be a good community partner, not only with our sheriff's office, but with the county commissioners and with the Chamber of Commerce. Courtney Bernardi's doing an amazing job over there. We need to make bridges and partnerships with these entities so that they have everything they need from the schools to be as effective as possible.
And Adam Hammond running for school board, post four, Oconee County. You were a student at Oconee County High School when I came to Athens, and the day I landed, people started talking about the lack of transparency in Oconee County schools. And every day since, you brought it up a moment ago. That's my business. I'm a communicator. Talk about that perceived lack of transparency. Is the perception reality or no?
Well, I know you've been asking about this topic for elections and elections.
Of course,
it is a really big issue for us here in Oconee County because we have an educated population who is invested in the schools and wants to know what's going on. That's a great thing. That's an asset for a community. So whether there's a transparency issue or not, if there's the perception that there's a transparency issue, I don't think that's a great thing. So,
well, I sometimes wonder if me asking that question every 2 years as people run for school board, if I'm not contributing to the perception.
Well, we bring it up. That was one of my campaign topics. Yeah. So in all fairness, you know, I'm part of that conversation as well. But, you know, I think it could just come down to accessibility and response from board members. And that's, I can do my part in that. I'm going to advocate for a town hall. I think the county commission does a great job with their quarterly town hall. That's a great thing. The community could have an opportunity to not only ask their questions, but get a response and feedback from board members. I think that's important. You know, Dr. Branch, every year the board does their evaluation of him. I think that's a great opportunity for the board as a voice of the community and as a representation of the community to be really a check in the process of what's going on at the central office. They're doing a great job, but the community needs to have representation at the table at all times with that.
Isn't that what a school board member is?
Exactly. I totally agree with that. And I think we need to have people on the school board who follow that same philosophy.
Again, Adam Hammond running for the seat on the Oconee County School Board. The new schools already, the Dove Creeks and the new schools that are being added, we keep talking about a third high school. Do we look around, do we see the need for any other school facilities? I know you're upgrading all the time, renovating all the time. We need a new middle school or a new elementary school beyond what we already have. Any of that in your way of thinking right now?
You know, we are, thankfully, stabilized as far as growth in our community. Since COVID, that's really slowed down, and I think that's a good thing. And that's really allowed the schools to catch their breath. So I'm not one of these people that's like, put up a new building, let's do it. I think we need to take care of what we have. Because working in nonprofit, working in youth development and agriculture and STEM programming all around the state, you know, we find that you can add as many programs as you want, but if you can't maintain those programs well, you don't need to add them. So that's the mindset that I enter this with. I think if we build something, we need to be able to maintain it and have the best we could possibly have. That's only fair to the staff, to the teachers, to the administrators, but also the taxpayers as well.
You know, we hear this, every candidate virtually I've had in here is that, yeah, the reason we came to Oconee County, those wonderful schools, and we hear that people move from Athens to put their kids in Oconee County. A lot of the folks at the University of Georgia move to Oconee County or come to Oconee in the first place to put their kids in Oconee County schools. Some metrics tell you it's the best school system in the state by many metrics, actually. You're not there to, I suppose, rebuild a school system if you get elected to the school board. How do you maintain what you have? How do you improve on what you have?
You know, I think one of the great things about Oconee schools, this is part of the magic that is Oconee. My great-grandmother was a teacher here. She was a first grade teacher at Bogart Elementary School, and that's when our population as a county was 4,000. Now my mother was a teacher here as well for 30 years, and that's when our population was approaching 40,000. My mother-in-law, same thing, a teacher here. My aunt was a kindergarten teacher at Malcolm Bridge, and my mom was a fifth grade teacher. So a lot of kids would start with Miss Hammond and end with Miss Hammond. That was kind of the way to do it at Malcolm Bridge. But I think one of the hallmarks of our school system has been our ability to maintain that sustained excellence that our school system talks about. And that's purely because we attract great teachers. We need to work on retaining them, but also because of our great parent and community involvement. I think that's the secret sauce in all of this.
Your young daughter at Malcolm Bridge?
She's at Column Ferry.
Column Ferry. She told me that coming in here, and that tells you my own short-term memory issues there. So she would be on track to go to, you tell me.
She's going to go to Oconee County High School.
Would go to Oconee County High School. And we'll graduate what year? I mean, we already got to start thinking about
this. Oh, man, let's do our math. She'll probably graduate early, though, right, Kenny? Zoom through. Okay. But yeah, we're really excited for it. And I'm just grateful for this opportunity and the ability to be able to talk about these different issues because it is something I'm passionate about. It is important to me. And I think as long as we are able to empower teachers and what's going on in the classroom, I think that's the most important thing that we can do as a school board.
And by the way, we'll talk about it again with the other candidates, candidates for seats on the county commission as well. A candidates forum, the 25th at RDG Farms, and yours truly to moderate that thing. We will see you and the other candidates there. Find him on Facebook. I just dialed it up myself, and now I've lost it somehow. But find Adam Hammond. That's with two M's. Adam Hammond on Facebook, and at some point probably get a campaign website up and get out there on the campaign trail. And you got a it's not a district. You got a campaign over the whole county.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing because then I'm responsible and I have to answer to the whole county. And I think that's the best way to do it so that everybody has representation because another important thing that we're going to focus on is the equitability across the county. And that's something that I'm going to take very seriously as well.
Best of luck out there. Thanks for bringing the family in and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Tim.